Constantly having to find, build relationships with, and sell new customers is exhausting. That is such a time suck, let me tell you. That is why I learned a long time ago to set myself apart and stay one step ahead of the game in order to minimize this problem. Hey guys, I'm Andrea Patrick, the BU Boss, and I'm your host today of the CEO Mindset Podcast, where we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forward, because we know that it's in those failings we're getting one step closer to our success. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? Right. Now, I'm going to be a little vulnerable today. I hope that you don't mind. I hope that this doesn't turn you off. I'm going to share a little bit of my challenges that I've been going through over the past, I would say, 3 to 4 months. Business is okay, but I have changed. And so there needs to be a shift in how I am showing up, who I am serving. And with that comes some, you know, starting over, some new techniques and strategies and things. And so, I mean, I've been struggling, okay? I've been struggling with some things in my business, but I'm sure that I'm not alone in that. And that's why I feel safe here with my boss squad to talk about some of these things. And I'm going to share with you because, you know I'm not alone. So what I thought I would do was bring my challenges to you guys, the boss squad, you, sis, hello, and we could work through them together, right? Why not? All right, you ready? All right, let's dive in. All right, so the first thing that I want to do is talk about something that has been happening with me even more so than normally, and that is strategic thinking. You know, I come to you and I talk about personal branding, and I'm going to be defining this a little bit more in the new year with my new content, but you guys are going to be the first to hear it. If you're listening, thank you so much. But I really want us to understand the value of personal branding in our marketing and our leadership. So that is going to be a focus. But also, your personal branding can be leveraged to help you develop your personal style, which in turn is going to help your nonverbal communication, your communication altogether, and your confidence. But additionally, it helps you with personal growth. And so as a leader, as someone who owns your business, maybe you are a one-woman show and you wear all the hats, you have to be a strategic thinker. So the definition of a strategic thinker is the art of proactively shaping the future of your organization by anticipating challenges, recognizing opportunities, and aligning your resources effectively. Now, if you are an OG of this podcast or my YouTube channel or any of my content, you know that I truly believe in the definition of personal branding, where we are using our unique value proposition and we're leveraging it across platforms, using a brand narrative and images and communication to reach, to attract, influence, to attract, engage, and influence our ideal audience. I've been saying that forever. So when you are thinking strategically, what you're doing is you're applying your personal brand, you're leveraging it in all of these areas to anticipate challenges, recognize opportunities, and then align your resources. When it comes to strategic thinking, you want to answer a few questions. This is basically what you're going to be doing. You're going to be answering, what do you want to do? You're going to be answering, what is relevant or what makes sense to do? You're going to be asking, what should you be doing? And you're also going to answer, what can you do? So when you are thinking strategically, you are anticipating challenges, you are recognizing opportunities, and you are aligning your resources. And when you ask yourself these four questions of any set of circumstances, you're going to be engaging your mind to think more strategically. So now that I've talked to you about what exactly strategic thinking is, I want to get a little bit more vulnerable with you and talk about what how this relates to me and my personal relationship with strategic thinking. And all my friends know that usually around this time of the year, I'm looking back at the year. I'm looking at the goals I have for the beginning of at the beginning of the year, and I'm looking at whether or not I've met those goals, if, you know, certain things that I wanted to happen. And I'm typically disappointed. And it's not because I did not have success. It's not because I did not meet goals, but it's because I shot so far and I expected to reach like things that I knew I probably wasn't going to reach at the beginning of the year, but I aimed high. And I struggled to, you know, really bask in the wins that I have. I struggled to live in the moment and really appreciate what has gone well. I'm constantly looking at how I can do better and how I can grow, how I can manifest the things that I want out of my life and out of my business, you know, more efficiently, more effectively. I'm constantly thinking of streamlining and how to do more, do less and get more type of thing. So at the end of the year, I typically get a little disappointed because sometimes I feel like in major areas, I haven't gained any traction. When the reality is, if I didn't go backwards and things, you know, stayed pretty kosher, then I did a good job. Like I didn't screw anything up, but I'll get in my feelings because I didn't gain as much traction as I wanted to. Or sometimes, which has happened in a growth spurt, this is so pitiful because, you know, it's like you damned if you do, you damned if you don't, because if I don't make moves, then I feel like I'm not gaining traction. But when I do make moves, I struggle with imposter syndrome sometimes where it's like, wow, you know, am I ready for this? Or are they going to think I'm good enough? And, you know, and it's like, I have people telling me left and right how amazing I am, not to toot my own horn, but I'm just saying what they say, like how amazing I am, how they love, you know, the help that I've given them. They've been successful with the advice that I've given them. So, you know, I know if I sit down and stop being in my feelings about things, I know that, you know, I don't need to have imposter syndrome, but I do sometimes. And I think, well, I'm not the only one. Obviously, I talk about this. And that's the beauty of personal branding, is that understanding what you need to do and be your best, and then leveraging that and standing on that and being confident in that. But sometimes you do get caught up in like these huge goals that you set for yourself. And when you don't reach them to the degree that you wanted to reach them, you know, you get in your feelings a little bit about it. And that's kind of what happens to me. And it's so funny because it happens every year. And then I'll be praying and I'll be like, okay, Lord, we need to do something. And I just, if this is not going to work, you know, you put this in me and you should be getting me, you know, I need to be, you know, seeing some movement in these areas. And then like every year, the Lord is like, okay, would you calm down? Cause you know, I got you. And then I get this push or this new idea that reinvigorates me and gets me all excited to get. It happens every year. So this is how I know it's just a mind game that happens, and I've recognized it. And so now I'm prepared for it. But this is why strategic thinking is so important, because these things are going to happen and you have to have a way to reset or to swing yourself back in balance. And so when you are anticipating these challenges, which this is a challenge that I have typically every year, where I just don't feel like I did enough. When if I look back and anybody else looks at it, they're like, oh my God, you did so much. But my mind is just, you know, designed to always think I should be doing better. So also I get a lack of confidence because I sometimes start comparing myself to other people. And you've heard me talk about all these things and how personal branding can kind of minimize some of these things. And this is me telling you in real time how that works, because I don't want anyone to think that I don't have these challenges. I do have these challenges, but what I'm able to do, because I've done the work of developing a personal brand and understanding and creating a framework for myself, because I consistently walk through and operate through that framework, even at the end of the year, even when I'm feeling down or I'm disappointed or I'm frustrated or I've got imposter syndrome, or I have a lack of confidence because I'm comparing myself to someone. Even when these things happen, I can look at them for what they are and shake them off. So even though I'm having this annual disappointment, I can shake it off. It doesn't take me long to shake it off. I also sometimes struggle to own my awesome. I have one girlfriend, I've talked about this before, that when we're together, somehow or another, when we're around other people, we end up telling how the other one is so awesome and all that stuff. And she is She just rattles off these amazing things that I've done, and I forget that I've done them. And when she rattles them off, I'm like, oh my God, I did do that. Sometimes you just get so busy working in your business and on your business that you forget just how awesome you are. And that can contribute to any disappointments or, like, end of year blues that you may have. So strategic thinking is one way to combat this, because you're going to already anticipate the challenge and you will have walked within your personal framework throughout the year. So when you have certain struggles that I just laid out that are my personal struggles that happen around this time every year, I know that I'm going to get through it. It's not that big of a deal. And I can just keep pushing through it because I know it's just a mindset thing. It's my mind playing tricks on me. And it's that, drive that I have, that tenacity that I have, that's always wanting to do better and be better, even though I'm fine, that's what that is. And so, because I am a strategic thinker, I know that that is the case. And I have planned for that. And I know how to get out of that a lot quicker. That is the beauty of developing a personal brand and then knowing how to leverage it. Now, the advantage, so with, again, when it comes to my personal relationship with strategic thinking, is I the is the advantage of having this CEO mindset that I have, because it's about being comfortable not knowing but willing to learn. This CEO mindset is about constantly evolving. Okay, number one, there are things that I know I don't know, but I also know how to go get the answers, how to learn. And so I am open to doing that. I'm okay. I'm comfortable not knowing because I know how to go get answers. Also, being okay with failure and learning from the mistakes, that is the being open to failure part, because we know that our failure informs our next attempt. So when it comes to my personal relationship with that being a strategic thinker, I recognize that within the CEO mindset, number one, I don't know everything, but I'm willing to learn. Number two, I'm going to fail. There's going to be times in my business and working with customers that something goes wrong, that I'm going to fail. It's okay. I can learn from that mistake, and I don't have to wallow in self-pity every single time it happens, or if it happens, or when it happens, because I can just learn from it. Right. And if you do your due diligence upfront, like I do, and you talk to the customer in the right way and you manage those expectations, which we talk about inside this project CEO and how to do all those things, even when you make a mistake, the people that you've made the mistake with are more forgiving, right? Because you've sort of managed that expectation upfront. And then the other thing that the advantage of having a CEO mindset is adopting a personal growth mindset within that. I know that I have room for improvement in my life and my business, and I'm constantly looking for ways to do better and be better. A perfect example of this is exercising. As you know, I am diabetic and I have habit stacks to get my exercise in on a regular basis. I have stacked my exercise with other activities that I do throughout the week, and so I get that in. So finally, this personal relationship I have with strategic thinking is the just let me I'm just going to be transparent with what's going on right now. So I'm in a transitional period. For so long, I have been, and I talked about this in some YouTube videos recently, but for so long, my goal has been to help small businesses with their marketing and their marketing strategies, because I recognize that sometimes these experts, they don't want to help when you're a small business. They always want you to, like, when you get money or when, when you can invest in it, then I'll be willing to help you. But when you're a small business and you're trying to get, like, your money, make your money back, or you're trying to make your first sale, there are things that you wish you knew, but you can't afford to get those answers because people are just like, well, I'm not going to give you any answers until you give me money. And so I wanted to be that gap. I wanted to stand in that gap and serve that community of individuals. But what has happened is I recognize that the service of that demographic is going, it really needs to be that my free content, my lead magnets, my YouTube videos, my podcasts, my blog posts, where I'm sharing information for free that they can use and piece together to help them build a solid foundation for their business. In my Stages of Entrepreneurship quiz. If you've not taken that quiz, you should. I will link it below. I talk about these five stages of entrepreneurship, and I was trying to help stages one and two. And those are think ups and startups. I was really trying to help that group because I know how hard it is to get going. But what I've realized is even though they want the help and I want to give them the help, they aren't in a mindset yet to understand the value of my help because it doesn't give you this immediate return that they're looking for. They want, at this stage, it's typically they want someone to solve their problem and help them realize this transaction of money, of time versus money, or product to, versus money. But my coming in trying to say, well, let me help you develop a personal brand, let me help you, and having them pay for those services, their mind isn't there yet because they want to just make their money back. So my quiz, the stages of entrepreneurship, what it does is it helps you identify what stage of bossing you're actually in and who you should be serving within that stage. So if you've not taken that quiz, you should. But when I really, stepped back to look at what I needed to do for me and my business, because yes, I wanted to help people, but I also want to, earn money. I had to do some things. And so this transitional period is me, really redefining my target audience. And so when I come back next year, we'll be, a little bit more, we'll have a little bit more clarity in our conversation, in our narrative, in our images, and all those things. But yeah, so I have to be the strategic thinker to think through all of those things and to even recognize that it was time, right? Also, the clarity that I had to come to this point where I had to realize that my idea and what I'm trying to do is help people leverage their personal brand. So we're going to be talking about personal branding, and that is the leveraging of your personal brand, the putting to action the personal brand that you create. It's helping you develop that personal brand, identify who you really want to be in this world, and then how do you put that personality to action in your marketing and in your leadership skills. So that's one of the things. So personal branding, leveraging it to improve your marketing and to improve your leadership skills. And then also the clarity came to me that personal style is a part of communication. And in leveraging who you are to do better marketing and to do better leadership, you have to communicate effectively. You have to communicate clearly and efficiently. And your personal style contributes to that conversation. So within that space, I'll be, talking about my own personal style, and I'll be talking about how to develop a personal style. And then as you know, we have the series, Your Style Story, which we will continue in the coming year. So if you've not looked at that playlist, I will put that playlist in the show notes as well. And then when it comes to like another level of transparency that I just want to share with you guys, and this whole idea of strategic thinking is the idea of streamlining. We can get so bogged down by all of the tools and apps and services and paid things that are supposed to help us in our business and make things more efficient. But what it does is it just costs you more money, and it just makes you have to touch more things to get where it is you're trying to go with your content. So I'm streamlining, and I am going to look at all of the content that I've created, and I am thinking through what is going to be most attractive to you, my listener and reader, my viewers, and what is going to give you guys the most value and help you to build a solid foundation for your business. Because if you've not figured it out yet, developing a personal brand and knowing how to leverage your personal brand is the foundation you need for a successful business. Because when you create this foundation, it makes it much easier for you to communicate effectively. It makes it much easier for you to create the systems and processes that will in turn help you develop a culture for your business, that will in turn help you onboard the right people. And when it comes to your marketing, it's going to help you not only attract and engage and influence your audience, but it's going to help you identify who that audience really needs to be based on your connection to the solution they're looking for. And that's going to help you with the conversation. So everything that I'm talking about, if you are a positive, revenue positive business, or if you are just ready to scale your business and start working on your business and not in your business, making sure that you have a solid foundation for your business is going to serve you well. And so what I'm doing is this, I'm going to streamline all of the things that I have and boil it down to a few products and services that really speak clearly to the personal branding, personal style, and personal development aspect of my business. And it's going to help you understand what you need to do to create a solid foundation for your marketing strategies and a solid foundation for your leadership skills. And guys, this all comes in so handy in every area of your life, career, and or business. Now that I've shared with you what strategic thinking is, and I've even been vulnerable with you and talked about my personal relationship with strategic thinking and my, disappointments and some of the advantages to having a CEO mindset and how I use that. And then also really explaining to you what's happening now and what's going to be happening between now and the first of the year. I want to give you some tips because I think you may also want to become a strategic thinker. And so I have some tips based on your personal brand and using your personal brand, leveraging it to become this strategic thinker that you want to be. And the first thing is, be intentional. If you want to be a strategic thinker, you have to be intentional. Remember those questions that I told you? What do you want to do? What is relevant or what makes sense to do? What should you be doing and what can you do? Those are questions. And when you ask yourself those questions, you're being very intentional about your action, what you actually plan to do. So you always want to ask, like, what's next? Why is that thing next? And how are you supposed to navigate that space to stay ahead of your audience, to stay ahead of your, if you're going to be an expert in an area, to stay ahead of those people who are trying to learn the thing. So being intentional is asking those questions that I just mentioned, but then also asking what's next. Why is that next thing? Why is that thing next? And how am I going to serve these people and provide this information to them? The next is, you want to be a good listener if you want to become a strategic thinker. You want to consider and value the diverse opinions and viewpoints of other people. You need to listen. You may not agree with what other people are saying, but it'll be very difficult for you to be strategic in your actions if you don't understand all the perspectives and all of the ins and outs and viewpoints, because it's going there. Someone's like, if they don't agree with you, some of the points they make or their perspective can still shape your decision and it can shape the strategy that you put in place. So really being a good listener and considering and valuing the diverse viewpoints of other people is another way to become a strategic thinker. And then lastly, I want you to invest in achieving effective and efficient communication strategies. The first thing that you need to do here is identify your own communication style. If you don't know what your communication style is, then I suggest you get my book, The BTB Business Journal. We're going to be updating that book soon. But in that book, I do have the various communication styles. But additionally, I have the personality breakdowns and I have the, like, how, if you're one communication style, how do you communicate with all the others in an effective and efficient way? That is in that book. I will link that book below because I think it is a valuable tool for you to really identify some of these things that I'm talking about here to become a strategic thinker. That book has so many things in it: personality types, how to stay motivated, how to network efficiently and effectively, how to communicate effectively and efficiently, how to appreciate your customers in a certain way. So many different tools and tidbits, financial planning and advising situations. That's just really a good activity book that you can put together that'll help you with this idea of strategic thinking. So listen, I've been doing significantly more networking in the past few months. And what I've noticed is there's a certain complacency around or with regard to clients and how they acquire new customers, right? The grind of finding new customers. I don't really want any part of it, right? My BU method has been my guide for years now, at least the past 10 years. And what it helps me do is be more intentional. It helps me listen more actively, and it helps me with my communication skills so that I can build these relationships and get referrals. You know, I've talked about this before. Your personal brand and creating that personal brand is going to help you create a reputation around who you are and how you typically show up. It's going to help you build relationships and create those relationships with people. Those relationships, the rapport is built up so well that they end up being referrers of other people. So if you don't want to be a part of that client acquisition grind where you're constantly always trying to get that new client, and you want the client that you do have to have such an amazing customer experience that they begin to be your mouthpiece and share the word about who you are. So you're getting more referrals and you're not having to constantly be out there playing this, I got to get a new client game. Therefore, that's it. My BU method has been my guide for the past 10 years or so. And it helps me be intentional and listen more actively. And it helps me with my communication skills, right? It has taught me that relationship building is the key to referrals. And referrals are what establish your client acquisition pipeline. All of that said, my goal with this podcast is to use what I know to transition with clarity and streamline my practices for more efficient and effective business operations. So I've shared a video in the show notes with my exact strategy to boost your confidence and seize opportunities. So check it out and become a strategic thinker like me. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. If you've made it this far, you know that I am a self-hosted, self-funded podcast. And so if you subscribe and you share this with other people, it only helps get the word out. And on those large platforms, it really does push me a little bit further out to those audiences that could use this content. I really hope that strategic thinking and all of the ideas and things that I shared with you, my own personal transparency, was helpful for you to do something different next year, to get ahead of the game. We are in November. We've got 1 month before the end of the year, this one more month. And so we need to be thinking about how we are going to be more effective and efficient in our activities next year. I think becoming a strategic thinker, not I think, I know becoming a strategic thinker is exactly what you need to do. So until next time, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will be back next week.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.